Exclusive, Alex Marlowe, we need reset on Joe Biden. Focus on corruption and failures, not his age and gaffes. By Alexander Marlowe on September 20, 2023. In 13 days, my second book, Breaking Biden, will hit bookshelves. It is the end result of more than a year of research and is backed up by more than 1,600 endnotes. In other words, I bring the receipts. However, today, I offer an opinion. An opinion that I hope will catch on as people read the book and ruminate on the material. That opinion is this: we've gotten Joe Biden all wrong. He's not just sleepy Joe doddering in his basement. He's not merely a puppet of shadowy and nefarious oligarchs. He's a man of singular power who only ascended to that stratum through a lifetime's dogged pursuit of a goal: to be President of the United States. Yes, Joe Biden has wanted to be the leader of the free world since he was a boy, all those centuries ago. As wacky as it might sound today, he also has dreamt of a political dynasty like the Kennedys to call his own. As Joe might say, not a joke. The presidency, first coveting it, then living it, has defined his life. Yet, much of the country has acted in recent years as though he simply lucked into it as the last man standing. That he is the establishmentarian most malleable by America's elite, and that is his secret sauce, nothing more. All of that is somewhat true, no doubt, but stopping there is a cop-out. It's an insufficient explanation, and it has not served us well. It also denies something that many of us already believe to be true in our guts. Joe Biden is a unique threat to America as we know it. But he has also been effective at delivering victories for the left. Dating back to his days in the Senate, Joe Biden, a notoriously horrendous law student, fashioned himself into one of the most influential jurists of the last century with the Borking of Robert Bork and the high-tech lynching of Clarence Thomas, which set the template for how to character assassinate conservative nominees. He, along with a prominent segregationist, crafted policy that led to the mass incarceration of black men. The details are appalling. Then, years later, he and his Democrat Party overcompensated for their past failures by supporting judges and politicians who don't seem to want to lock up anyone at all. Aside from those who showed up in Washington on January 6, 2021, and people who used to work for Donald Trump. As president, Joe Biden's most glaring failure, his Afghanistan withdrawal strategy, seemed to be rejected by literally everyone. Yet, he went for it anyway, essentially going it alone, leaving innocents dead, America humiliated, and the world in a less stable place. Where were all of his secret geniuses then manipulating old Joe and saving him from himself? As I describe in great detail in Breaking Biden, the president bears personal responsibility for the war in Ukraine, the dying movie business, record illegal immigration, record energy prices, shortages of cancer drugs, and so much more. While Joe was compiling this truly disgraceful record, his family was employing new and creative ways to line their own pockets thanks to President Pop. Yes, Joe Biden's inner circle is, whenever possible, his family, the same family that is a fixture on front pages throughout the world only for their misdeeds. His most well-known family members are junkies and hustlers. I don't mean that pejoratively. They are literal junkies and hustlers. How do you build a dynasty with people like that? You can't. But Joe does have a vast Rolodex that he has developed over 50 years in Washington. This includes a network of billionaires, some of whom will be unfamiliar to you, who bankroll his grassroots. You'll meet many of them in Breaking Biden. All of them ought to be exposed for who they are and what they've done, but the buck stops with Joe. Americans have always underestimated Joe Biden, conservatives in particular, and we have done so at our own peril. He was lousy in school and got busted plagiarizing multiple times. His absent-mindedness is legendary, and his stumbles and bumbles instantly go viral online, giving his haters many a self-satisfied laugh. I'm not above this, and I do break down many of my favorite Biden brain freezes in the book. And yet, he's in the White House. They are in the White House. And they may be there for quite some time. Unless, of course, the right figures out how to break Joe Biden. I think it's clear by this point that declaring him old and stupid ain't gonna cut it. How to reverse the damage he has done goes beyond the scope of this column, but it starts with taking ownership of the situation. We must reset the narrative and renew our responsibility to share the full picture of who Joe Biden is and what he has wrought. If we don't, things will get much, much worse. Alex Marlow is the editor-in-chief of Breitbart News and a New York Times best-selling author. His new, Breaking Biden, Exposing the Hidden Forces and Secret Money Machine Behind Joe Biden, His Family, and His Administration, is available for pre-order now and will arrive in bookstores on October 3rd. You can follow Alex on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at @AlexMarlow.